And now we come to our first feature this week. Where does the so-called Golden Triangle stop and start? And just who were these people called Unthank? The writer is Derek James, and our reader is Peter Dennington.
It was rather a tall wall at the junction of Clarendon and Unthank Road in Norwich, which caught the imagination of a curious man, who then embarked on a journey of discovery, one that has now resulted in a local best-selling book. 30 years ago, Clive Lloyd, a project leader in cell biology at the John Innes Centre, bought a house on the busy road and was told that the wall was opposite the former site of the Unthanks house and was the last vestige of the vast family estate. Occasionally, I would hear this urban myth and repeat it as if it were fact, and I became fascinated with it, said Clive, now retired. 3 decades on, and with an awful lot of painstaking research, he has written a fascinating book called Colonel Unthank and the Golden Triangle, The Expansion of Victorian Norwich. And it is a wonderful addition to local history. The story of the development of the city's much-loved Golden Triangle is interwoven with the lives of 3 generations of the Unthank family. Their estate and the road named after them forms the backbone of this much-sought-after area. By tracing the ownership of the wall, the development of the Golden Triangle starts to unfold, and the story starts with the Unthanks. So who were they? And just where did they come from? William Unthank Sr., who had arrived in Norwich from Durham in the 18th century, was the son of Robert Unthank from a village called, you've guessed it, Unthank in Northumberland. Now, William was a clever and astute businessman, and between 1758 and 1790, he ran a number of businesses in St. Stephen's. He also rented coaches, and his home at 2 Rampant Horse Street was convenient for the inn where stagecoaches to London departed. It was a busy place, and still is. His son, also William, 1760 to 1837, trained to be a solicitor, and in 1786 became partner to William Foster, moving to Old Bank of England Court in Queen Street, Norwich. Foster's is now one of the major law firms in the city. Young William was starting to acquire property and land. It was said he owned around 2,500 acres, as well as land in the parishes of Eton and Higham, where this story is based, along with considerable holdings across Norfolk. He married Anne Mary of Southwold. They had 7 sons and 2 daughters. They moved to the parish of Higham just outside St. Giles Gate in 1793. It was one of the boys, Clement William, who received the lion's share of the Unthank estate when his father died in 1837, aged 77. Clement fell in love with Mary Ann Musket of Intwood Hall, a few miles south of Norwich, and it is said that he rode his horse along a sandy back lane to visit her. That lane became Unthank Road. They married in 1835 and lived on a large estate somewhere in Higham until moving to Intwood Hall. In extraordinary details and illustrated by 5 photographs, author Clive follows the story of the Unthank family over the years and how the land they owned was developed. Not one, but 3 members of the family were known as Colonel Unthank. Clement William, 1804 to 1884, who as Deputy Lieutenant of Norfolk was involved in raising volunteers for the Crimean War. His son, C.W.J. Unthank, 1847 to 1936, was a captain in the 17th Lancers and in later life was known as the Old Colonel. and his son, John Salisbury Unthank, DSO, MC, 1875 to 1959, fought in both the Boer War and the First World War. The Reverend A.J. Nick Seaman, Vicar of Intwood from 1956 to 1967, wrote that when the bluff old soldier stood up to take his Macintosh off in church, the congregation sitting behind him stood up as well, a mark of true respect. Clive takes a close look at the breakup of the Unthank estate and then invites us on a journey around this wonderful part of the city, which has become such a happy and fashionable home for thousands. From the Hayam Lodge estate, across to Newmarket Road, and so much more. Even if you don't live there, it will encourage you to visit. Perhaps visit the Plantation Garden, or even the Unthank Arms. As for that wall, best you buy the book.